Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I feel way different. I feel way better than what I was when I played that first game last year, and I'm in a way better place. I'm very optimistic, very confident about me getting back to where I want to be.
8:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long. And even in that sound, that cut, he makes it clear that, you know, normally when players are out for a while, they mention the medical staff. He never mentioned the medical staff. He makes it quite clear that his returning is being about being where he wants to be.
Yeah, which is, to me, an odd way to frame it. As far as, I don't know, but what I'm used to anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, normally that he doesn't even mention the training staff or the medical staff.
No.
At all. And he's received a lot of criticism about that.
Well, I mean, look, he's going to get a lot of, there's going to be a lot of questions about, you know, this whole odyssey we've gone through.
And this is what he had to say about that criticism.
It's not too difficult for me to kind of shut out the speculation. The only thing difficult for me is kind of like everyone not really truly understanding what happened before leading up to what's happening now. You know, there's just a lot of speculation, you know, and there still is and there still will be. But that's probably it, just people not truly understanding, you know, what happened, you know, what I had to go through to be where I'm at today. And, you know, it was a lot, and I'm very happy, very fortunate, thankful.
And it's just, you know, again, he says we don't understand what happened, and that's fine, Ed, but at the same time, what we're getting is from him, he keeps talking about how he feels.
Yeah.
If we heard about how the medical staff, Harbaugh's never mentioned the medical staff and them released. Mm-hmm. It's always about where he is, and that causes people, when you already had that reputation amongst people, to question your desire to play.
Yeah, unfortunately, and he does, like it or not, he does have that reputation. You can't get around that. It's been the conversation for years. Just is.
Now, what exactly happened to that leg? Right here, Roddy Staley shares some details of the surgery.
You know, without getting into too many details, you know, I know there was speculation about how last season ended, but there's something else that I had to get done after that first game, separate from the original surgery, and that was, you know, a lower body major surgery, and I think that's why the whole organization is taking this approach to make sure that I can be out there and you know, not play one game and, you know, be out the rest of the season. And I think, you know, what happened last year was just, you know, very telling to what we're doing this year and this approach that we're taking and bringing me back. And like I said, I'm very close, and, you know, you might see me this week.
I hope to see him this week, regardless of what you think about him, Ed. He's one of the game when he was at his best, he was one of the game's best left tackles.
Yeah. He was. But as I always say, the best ability is availability. You're not available, you're not one of the game's best left tackles.
You need him back, man.
Badly. Badly.
You need that dude back badly. Yeah. I just to me, you have a franchise quarterback that is basically running for his life, doing a great job with not having the best protection up front. Ronnie Stanley is like, let me give you a baseball analogy. You put that person in the middle of the lineup, it makes everybody in front of him and behind him better.
Mm-hmm.
You put Ronnie Stanley on the offensive line, it puts everybody else in their place.
Yeah. It puts everybody back to where they're supposed to be. Plus, you upgrade at left tackle immediately. Look, it's when if he's 90% of what he was, right? He's still better than anybody else at left tackle that we have because he was that good. So I just think it's really imperative he comes back. And what better game than this one? I mean, this is if you can beat the Bills. I mean, the Bills are still the odds-on favorites for the Super Bowl from the AFC right now, despite the loss. I just think if you can beat them, that's a big statement for the Ravens. It really is. They get embarrassed by the Dolphins. They come back and win. But this is a big game, and it's got to be looked that way. They need to win this one.
Not only that, it gives them their second loss. That's number one, the Bills. It gives them the second loss. Number two, in case of a tiebreaker, you've beaten them.
Right. And that's a very possible thing.
Yeah, you've beaten them. And I think that, to me, is very important because you could possibly face them in the playoffs. What do you want? Where do you want them? You want them here.
Yes, of course.
I don't want to face them in Buffalo in January.
No, because of all the teams, they probably have the biggest home field advantage in the AFC because of the weather.
Yeah. Early in the season, Miami Dolphins had the biggest home field advantage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Late in the season, Buffalo, Green Bay, places like that.
Yep.
I think, is Buffalo worse than Green Bay?
Yes. People have no... People
is that bitter
think,
coldness? You know what I mean by bitter cold?
It's brutal. People don't realize New York State is brutal. Like, people think about Wisconsin and Michigan. The snowiest campus in the U.S. is Syracuse. That's just... Upstate New York is really cold, very snowy. It's a tough... And especially Buffalo. I mean, they're right on the Great Lakes. So you have a tremendous amount of lake effect snow and a lot of wind.
Yeah. I just... you look at that, having to go up there... you said that when you can't throw the football carries on you. You got to beat them here in Baltimore on Sunday. I want to know how many of our listeners are going to this game. I know I'm going to tailgate, then I'm going to head up to Top Hat and watch the game there. But I wonder how many of our listeners are going. I'm pumped. It's going to be rainy. I don't think I've been this pumped over a regular season game. I equate it to last year's Kansas City Chiefs game.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think the Bills, and I don't know if they've replaced the Chiefs already, but they may have in people's minds.
Got to win one.
Yeah. No, they do.
Got to win one.
Yep.
Because to me, you don't replace the Chiefs until you win one. Because I think the Chiefs last year, I'm still going to say it, I think the Bengals last year were a fluke. I do. I think the Bengals are a playoff team. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. But they have to be a Super Bowl team because they actually went to one. But I thought last year was a fluke. I did. Kansas City losing that big lead. At home, no doubt. Play that game again, it doesn't happen that way.
Right. Well, that's all these things, all these matchups. You play 10 times, you might win 5 each.
Just think about this. How many exciting games Lamar Jackson has given us since becoming the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens? How many marquee games? We're just not used to having these kind of marquee quarterback matchups. Let's go to, I thought we were. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. We're gonna have Monday morning quarterback. Mike Preston will be in, talk about this game. But right now, Dave in Mount Airy wants to talk Lamar's contract. What's up, Dave?
Hey guys, good morning. Yeah, I love Lamar Jackson. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I think the Ravens would be so foolish to let him go. I wanted to ask a little bit about, I don't really understand the contracts very well. Obviously, it's the difference between the guaranteed money and the non-guaranteed money. Are the only implications of that if he gets hurt and can't play out the contract? Or is there anything to do with, the salary cap? Thanks, guys. I'll let you answer. Appreciate it.
It's not salary cap. Guaranteed money means that at any time, after a certain amount of years, depends on how the contract is structured, Ed, you can let them go and kind of play with the salary cap after that. Guaranteed means you're going to give me every dollar, every penny that I signed for.
Yeah.
You can wiggle out of some money if you don't do fully guaranteed.
Yeah, and you're going to pay it up front because you're putting in an escrow.
Yep. Even if I don't get it all today, I know I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time released.
Right.
It is time released, my friend. Ian is still making his way in the news. We'll talk about that up next. What's trending on the Fan?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's trending in social media at 8:16 on this fantastic First Responder Friday? All the NFL world and sports world just talking about Tua and the injury that he sustained last night on Thursday Night Football. Here's a tweet from Shannon Sharp. It says, "That's a serious injury. Tua shouldn't have been out there with Sunday, Thursday turnaround. Sometimes players need protecting from themselves. Dolphins failed Tua." Your thoughts, Ed?
I think they did. I was surprised to see him play. I mean, you know, there's all talking about having a concussion. And now, and look, people say this is retrospective. You know, you're looking behind. You know, I thought they knew. And I thought this whole thing was you err on the side of caution. We have head injuries. And to watch him go down, he gets slammed to the carpet. And, he goes to that fencing response, which is indicative of, a brain. This is what happens. You know, your brain gets hit, and that's the kind of reaction you have. Your fingers cramp up, your arm extends like on guard position of fencing, and that's a really scary thing to see. People have had it. You've seen this before. You've even seen Joe Flacco have it against the Dolphins about 5 years ago. But the problem is Joe Flacco didn't have a concussion the week before, and I just think now this could be – I think the Dolphins could be in a lot of trouble if they investigate this and find out that they knew – was suspected and put him back in the game.
That would be all ugly. Awful situation.
Really bad.
Ian regains hurricane strength as Florida assesses damage on Thursday evening. Hurricane Ian regained strength while offshore to become a hurricane again, the National Weather Service said. Storm surge warnings continue for northeast Florida and southeast Georgia through Friday with 4 to 6 feet surges possible on the coast, according to the NWS, National Weather Service. The storm's massive surge of water and catastrophic winds are poised to make it one of the costliest storms in U.S. history, according to the National Hurricane Center. President Joe Biden approved the disaster declaration for Florida on Thursday, allowing for federal aid to be used to keep the recovery efforts in the wake of the storm.
I can't imagine what this is going to cost. Seriously, because Florida is the state's under a state of emergency. It's been granted by the federal government already. The governor did, and the president did. The devastation, like an hour south of me, it's unspeakable. I mean, there's homes that have just been splintered and washed away, and I don't know. I don't want to know what the death toll is going to be, whatever. But it's just a terrible, terrible storm, and it's going to be expensive. There's still no power, by the way. Power has not been restored. And then, like, how quickly can insurance companies get adjusters out, get people paid? How many people are going to be available to do the construction contracting work?
There have been people who are speaking out against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the playoff game with so much going on around them. Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the football game with so much going on around them.
No, they got to play. That's stupid.
No, but they had an alternative for playing in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, I did hear
that. Saying,
yeah.
It's not playing the game. Yeah. It's playing the game there with so much going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
Why not move the game? Because, you know, it's – yeah.
Maybe people want to go to the game. Give them something to do to divert their attention away from the fact you just had a rotten week. I mean, I talked to Celeste yesterday. People were out and about yesterday. The hurricanes passed. They're gone. They passed through. You go out, you drink, you eat, you try to, you know, make light of what just happened.
I remember when New Orleans did that. They said, you know, winning the Super Bowl takes people's minds off the Hurricane Katrina. And a news outlet, national news outlet, went through the streets of New Orleans, mm-hmm. and they found out that more people didn't give a damn about that than they thought.
And everybody's a football
fan. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that's you might have a lot of your residents, your citizens thinking, really?
But then for me, there's the other part of this. I'm not one to wring my hands and just woe is me. It's like, you got to get – the best way to get past these things is life has got to get semi-normal ASAP. That's why the quarantine went on too long. And people got conditioned and gained weight and drank too much and got depressed. Because it's just it was
Stop talking about me. Stop talking about me right here.
Right?
Stop telling my business.
Yeah, and my business too. It's like, you know, that's what happens. I just think, you know, normalcy is important to people. And the longer you close things up and stores stay closed and businesses are closed, it's like it gets that sense of doom to people. Like, oh, this is really bad.
Yeah.
I think the sooner you have, you know, restaurants are open, football games are in play. Yeah, it sucks. We had damage to our house. This was destroyed. I lost my boat, lost my car. Not playing football doesn't bring that back.
Comedian Trevor Noah announced he will be leaving The Daily Show during Thursday episode of Comedy Central Late Night Series. I realized after the 7 years, my time is up, but in the most beautiful way. The South African-born host told the audience The Daily Show was previously hosted by Craig Kilborn. Remember, Kilborn was on ESPN, remember? He was for years. He was on there from 96 to 98.
I can't believe Trevor Noah was on there for 7 years.
And Jon Stewart from 99 until Stewart took over, Noah took over in 2015.
Yeah.
So now he is
He's
a funny dude.
They all were. He's funny. Jon Stewart's funny. I mean, that was a good show.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Oh, he definitely is doing something else. He's young. He's a young guy.
Yeah, he's already got a job probably lined up.
Yeah, I think something's going to be announced as soon as, his last day.
If maybe he's leaving for, or you mean he's leaving for, he just hadn't announced it.
Yes.
A couple of national days today. Today is National Chewing Gum Day. I guess I'd do that. National Love People Day. I do that every day. And Orange Shirt Day. That's any other day but today, because here in Baltimore it's Purple Friday. I'll get my orange on tomorrow. 5 days a week I can wear my orange during the football season. 2 days I can't. Friday and Sunday I gotta wear purple. Support the team. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to Ed in Towson. What's up, Ed?
Yo, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
I can't. It's tough at wrapping my arms, and not that anybody cares about the Ronnie Stanley thing, just from the mere fact that we're waiting on. I mean, personally, Lamar's doing it. You know, he's got help with the tight ends and stuff. But Lamar been doing it by himself for like the last 4 years. Last time he had offensive line was Marshall Yonder beside big baby Zeus. And you know, we've had two or three different centers. You don't craft an offensive line with different parts. You have to have some type of cohesion. So him coming back, I mean, if he can come back after 2 years and still play at the same level, it will be an anomaly, because very rarely do offensive lines stay out. I don't know the stats or none of that stuff. I don't do that. But you out for 2 years without any live rounds and you come back and play at the same level, it ain't going to matter. Lamar is the freak. he's going to make he knows that's why he gained the weight. Remember, we talked about that gaining weight. He gained the weight because he knew, okay, hell, I'm going to get my ass hit. I need to be heavier. So I think and the other thing is it's the I, me thing. I mean, if I'm a coach, I'm like, okay, contractually, I have to keep you. But I'm not thinking, I'm not loving you because you ain't talking about the team. You're talking about yourself. And there's no competition. I told y'all the Carl Banks story where he was wrapping his broken wrist and he's like, shoot. I'm sorry. If I don't get out on the field, I'm going, somebody's behind me. Ain't no, if ain't nobody behind you.
He didn't mean it.
Sorry, Ed.
Yeah. Didn't mean it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Preston joins us at 9 o'clock. He's part of Monday Morning Quarterback. And also on the other side, we'll talk to a man from Power 96.5 Buffalo and also Believe in Bills podcast. Mookie Hawkins joins us on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You don't do that?
No.
You don't?
I used to, actually. Now
we'll tell the listeners later. 8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens taking on the Bills on Sunday right now. Ed North, Rob Long. We're talking about the preview of the game. Both have Ravens winning on Sunday. Joining us right now, host of Believe in Bills on the Believe Network. Also, Bills beat writer, reporter, and he's sports director at WUFO 1080 AM and Power 96.5 FM. I love his name. Mookie Hawkins. What's up, Mookie?
What's going on, fellas?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. Buffalo Bills last week, what a hiccup, man. They went up and down the field against the Miami Dolphins, but didn't get payday. What happened last week for them to avoid the end zone so much?
Well, it was I guess it got a little hot in that end zone, man. You know, they couldn't execute. You know, that's what it boiled down to. Dolphins made more plays than the Bills, even though the Bills had 90 plays to the Miami's 39. And you know, when you look at the statistics of it all, You know, it's just that, you know, Miami made more plays than the Bills did. Simple as playing.
Okay, how is we here? And to look at the injury report, look at the secondary for Buffalo is kind of beat up right now. Who do you expect to play and not play this weekend?
Oh, well, I don't expect Jordan Phillips to play. And Jordan Phillips is probably the anchor more or less than an Ed Oliver type. When you're sitting up there and you got a guy that's 6'6", 340 pounds with a motor like that, with a motor like a Maybach, you know, you miss that. So, you know, he's not going to play. I do expect Ed Oliver to suit up. You know, obviously no Micah Hyde. He's on IR. We just picked up Xavier Rhodes to help out our secondary. So it's not too many people that you're not expecting to play. Jordan Poyer is definitely going to play. Gabe Davis, I know he did not practice the other day, but he's limited, but he'll definitely see some action. So you'll see more players play this week than you did last week in Miami.
Mookie Hawkins joins us, part of the Believe in Bills podcast, also from Power 96.5 in Buffalo. Mookie, I think this game features two of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the league, and to be honest with me, my bias is they're the two quarterbacks that I enjoy watching more than anyone. I think they're the best two. I think they are the future of quarterbacks in the National Football League. Josh Allen, having said that, Josh Allen, tremendous runner. He gives them a lot. But can Buffalo really make a deep playoff run, really be the AFC's best team when you through three games, your leading running back is Devin Singletary, who has 23 carries, 80 yards?
Well, you know, everybody asked that question for the past 3 years. Excuse me. Everybody, I like the Bills, has been having these bell cows for the past 3 years. And, you know, the Bills went to the AFC Championship game, and they failed in the divisional playoff game last year. And, you know, we haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher in those 2 years. What's the difference this year? So, at the end of the day, you got to stop Josh Allen, and you got to stop one of the top defenses in the NFL. And the Bills have had success versus Lamar Jackson as far as corralling him in the run game. Now, you know, he doesn't run too much against the Buffalo Bills. And the last time Lamar Jackson did play, he didn't finish the game. So I know that's going to be an extra incentive and fuel to the fire for that guy. But, you know, the Bills have had some good days versus Lamar.
Ravens' offensive line has been – Ronnie Stanley is still questionable. I don't know if he's going to play or not, which has kind of set the line, you know, in a little bit of a disorder. How's the Bills' pass rush? I mean, obviously, I'm a big Von Miller fan. I know Rousseau's got, I think, more sacks than Miller this year. How are they looking as far as pass rush?
As far as the Bills' success?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you got Von Miller. We got Greg Rousseau in the second year. We've got probably one of the best defensive lines in the NFL when you look at it. You got Boogie Basham, A.J. Espinosa. You know your line is good when you got Shaq Lawson as a healthy scratch.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
So, you know, the Bills got a solid. They solid on the edge. They solid in the interior. And for the most part, they just have to remain healthy.
Here with Mookie Hawkins from Power 96.5. Also Believe in Bills Network. All right, Mookie, give me a prediction.
I'm going to say the Bills get back on track offensively and, you know, do some things. Now, it's going to be tough to see how the Bills will fare versus tight ends. And we know the Ravens got that three-headed monster in that tight end scenario, but they do got some weapons now on the perimeter. So we're going to see what Coach G. Rowe got dialed up. But I'm going to say Bills 33, Ravens 29.
Okay. That's a roundabout. So a high-scoring game just like Ed and I have. I got 34-31 Ravens.
Fair enough.
37-34 Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah. So all high scoring games, all close games as well. I told Ed Mookie that I don't think the two quarterbacks at the end of this one, they shouldn't shake hands. They should go to the 50-yard line and take a bow because I think they're both going to put on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you hear that in the background, that means I'm, you know, getting ready to board this plane to get that way. But
go ahead, do your thing, Mook. Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, no, we're fine. We got time.
Okay. You got one ahead?
Well, just curious. I mean, it's supposed to, we're going to get some heavy rain, apparently, on Sunday. How do you think that affects play with the, you know, the big passing offense the Bills have?
Well, we was just in, you know, probably the hottest game that we were probably playing. So,
yeah.
Playing in the rain is you know, that'll definitely work against us. You know, we play in all types of elements. So, you know, playing in the rain in Baltimore shouldn't be any different.
Now, Mookie, are you coming to Baltimore?
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
You had crab cakes yet?
Of course.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. Where do you get your crab cakes from? Because you got to be specific about the crab cakes here.
Well, see, you know, I can't be, revealing my sources because I know this is the crab cake capital. You know what I mean? I'm always looking to see. I don't know what's the best crab cake. I got to leave that up to you experts there.
All right, I tell you what. I got your information. I'll show you the best crab cake spot.
No doubt. I can
show you better than I can tell you. Mookie, thanks a lot, my friend.
Absolutely, guys. See you soon.
All right.
Thanks, man.
He said, I bought the plane. I said, let you go. No, I got time.
I should get to know him because I could see us being rivals with the Bills for years to come.
I know, and he sounds like he could talk trash with the best of them.
We're 0-1 with making bets, like crab cake bets, though.
Yes,
we no, I wasn't making a bet. I was just gonna take him to a crab cake spot.
I thought you meant to make a bet. I was like, I don't know if we can lose again. I can't handle that.
Who do we shoot crab cakes?
Eric Wood, I think. Yeah. Former, he's our play-by-play guy now.
Yeah. But what we were talking about during the break is my daughter was busting my chops. She used our bathroom, and she noticed that there were two towels and one washcloth. So she asked, where was my washcloth? I said, I don't use washcloth. She said, well, do you use like what are those things called?
Loofah.
What are those things called?
Loofah. Like a body bar?
I didn't know what she was saying. So loofah. I said, I don't know what that is, but no, I don't use it. If that's what hands are called, then yeah. She said, you use your hands? Yeah, I just scrub on my hands. I put the soap on my hand, scrub on my hands. That's the best clean you can get, dude.
I don't know about that.
That's the best clean
you got to like exfoliate a little bit.
My soap exfoliates.
Does it have like little beads
in
it? Oh, okay.
Yes, my soap does.
Use lava?
No, my soap. If you use
lava soap.
No, I don't use that. I do remember that. That stuff used to hurt.
Yeah, that's when you use it like a mechanics.
That stuff used to hurt. No, I use the Irish Spring, and it has the scrubbing bubbles, the exfoliates. I love it.
Scrubbing bubbles. Dishwasher.
The little bubbles did it. Yeah, that's what I use. I don't use the washcloth.
I used to go the way you do. Now I use the washcloth and one of those,
What's it called?
What do they call it? Loofahs.
Loofahs.
Yeah.
I use the loofah also.
Yeah.
Nah.
Get all that dead skin off.
So how often do you wash your loofah?
I usually switch it out after like 3 or 4 months.
So it doesn't build bacteria?
Once it starts to fall apart, that's when you know you got to get rid of it.
You leave it wet.
You can dry it. You wring it out.
Yeah.
And then you can dry it again. And then once you get in to do it the first time.
Do you put it in the dryer or do you just let it drip dry?
Drip dry.
I don't like using anything that drip dries on me.
Do you use your new towel every single time?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
I use a new towel every time I shower.
No.
That's a lot of towel washing.
I get it from home all the time. I use the one thing that I buy for the house more than anything are towels.
Apparently.
Because that's nasty. You just dried off
your
with
clean
a towel.
Body.
Doesn't matter, but it's hanging there wet. Hanging wet is not good.
It just dries.
It builds bacteria, though. This hanging there wet.
Does it?
Yes, it does. It's the same thing with a washcloth or your loofahs. You just let it hang there. You don't know what is attracting, what is picking up on.
You say, man.
Think about it. You do. No, it's just his.
It's not the first time he's had this conversation.
His condescending attitude and response makes me want to punch him in his nose sometimes. He's just condescending or whatever. Like he's the smartest freaking man in the room. You know what I mean? Like we got GEDs over here.
There's no one else in this room. I am the smartest person in this room.
We got GEDs or something. Then he's the college graduate. Okay, whatever. He hadn't seen half of what any of us seen in the world, but you know more than all of us. You know more than all of us combined. You are down to the smartest man in the world. Can't wait for your commercial.
How long have we been?
Can't wait for your commercial, my friend.
Almost 5 years.
Oh, please, Yoda, tell us.
And he finally gets it.
Oh, please, Yoda, tell us, why does it not attract bacteria?
I find it so fascinating.
Please tell us, Yoda.
How he gets under your skin more than anybody else.
No, it's not that he gets. He just, honestly, his condescending answers, seriously, this is not radio shtick. Makes me want to walk over there punch him in the top of the nose.
Please don't.
You have no idea how many times I say to myself, don't do it.
Imagine losing your job because of me.
Don't do it.
That'd be such a waste.
No, Chuck might say thank you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Preston joins us at 9 o'clock. Ed, you got a shovel for someone?
Two people, husband and wife. I'll tell you what they did, but their sentence is either federal prison or they're going to be forced to remain in Baltimore the rest of their lives.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at 1057TheFan, hashtag BBMS, hashtag shovels next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
8:49 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, who's got your shovel?
Two traders. Hit that bell there. And they're from here, from Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah. Wife and a husband. The wife is an anesthesiologist practicing in Baltimore. Her husband is a major and a doctor in the U.S. Army. They were allegedly, her name's Anna Gabrielli, and Jamie Lee Henry is the husband. They were providing individual identifiable health information, which is protected by federal law. They were provided to, they thought a Russian government employee was an FBI agent. Because apparently they had contacted the Russian embassy. They offered the Russians, her and her husband's assistant, several months ago. Somehow the FBI got wind of this, apparently, and set up a sting and sent an undercover agent in to pose as a Russian agent. But they said during a meeting, and it was in a Baltimore hotel, they don't identify the hotel, but they said in the indictment that she was motivated by patriotism toward Russia and wanted to provide assistance, even if it meant risking jail time. This is really terrible. According to her, she said her husband could provide information on how the U.S. military sets up hospitals during war and on the training provided to the Ukrainian military. People like this, you know, I don't even know what to say. Like, you, to betray your own country and the people that, you know, that live here, I don't know of anything that's, you know, more despicable, more serious. If this is true, it's unbelievable.
And I like how you always follow up with if it's true, because it is reported, but we don't 100% know if this is true. To me, that gives you credibility. You know, like, this is the story, but if it's true.
Yeah, I can't. They haven't. I mean, I can't say they did this. I don't know. This is being reported, though. But it's sad, though. It's really sad. It just makes me sad because they're from here, and now it's another, you know, Baltimore story. And actually, the headline was a joke. It said a couple, you know, espionage, you know, a couple charged with espionage being offered federal prison or having to remain in Baltimore. Yeah, just because the city sucks so badly, they're even going to peg a poke at us there. So, whatever. But yeah, they were. That's what they did.
Well, my shovel, hey, Joe, what did the caller say, the listener say when he called?
He said that we should not be giving out false medical information such as towels harbor bacteria and that it's an FCC violation and that we could get in trouble.
Okay, give him a shovel. In a study, Charles Gerber, microbiologist, University of Arizona, found 90% of bathroom towels to have been contaminated with coliform bacteria, while 14% of them were found to carry E. coli. So, caller, give us your medical degree. I didn't make this up. I didn't make it up. I found out. However, I'll still put a toe in my mouth.
At the very least.
Yes.
At the very least.
At the very least.
That's what's so funny about all these things.
At the very least.
Of all the things that we put
in
our mouths.
Saying things like that gets you in trouble with the FCC, not talking about E. coli.
That doesn't seem to bother anybody.
Yeah.
We never get complaints about that. Damp towels pisses people off.
God. Yeah, I mean, the toe still goes in the mouth, man. That's still it. I'm all right with that. After you dry it off with a new towel first.
Oh, I'm going to get a cold. It won't be from a towel.
Oh, boy. I never found out how many people reuse towels. How many texts I've been getting?
Well, hotels, they ask you to reuse them.
I don't care what they ask me to do.
Yeah, the same.
Like I'm getting, I got like 10 texts. Dude, you only use a towel once? I thought everybody did.
Dude, I'm going to go out like an hour or two right after this show and drink poison. Who cares? I'm going to drink something brown that's 43 to 50% alcohol and say it's good for me. So it's like,
no, the thing is, I know it's not good for me, like, but I'm still going to drink it. You know, listen, I can drink alcohol, eat edible, put a foot toe in my mouth. I found it. I was searching for it. I found it. You know, but you know where I draw the line?
Towels.
Wash rags and wet towels.
There you go.
Everybody's
got their one thing.
That's my thing.
That's your one thing.
That's my thing.
I'm gonna go to Bed Bath & Beyond after this show. I'm gonna load up.
That's the one thing that makes me say yuck.
I actually need new towels.
Yuck. Wet towel, yuck.
Jack had white towels in his bathroom. They gotta go. I hate white towels.
Oh man. They tell the truth.
Yo, that's why I hate them.
I don't want a towel telling the truth, man. Lie to me. You're clean. I hate white towels, man. They're so honest. 410-583-1057 is the number. Week 4 picks at 9:15, but on the other side, Mike Preston has his Ravens pick right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.